question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for staying with us through that quick sponsors break, everyone. Mary and I are glad to have you back with us for segment two in the next episode of our Chief Travel Leaders series. Before we're joined by Liz Carisone, the CEO of GroundLink, a quick word about Seabourn Cruise Lines, who provide luxurious yet relaxed travel that's elegant yet casual, sumptuous yet understated.
So true. Cruising with Seabourn is unlike any other form of travel. You're going to enjoy the right blend of elegance, impeccable service, exquisite cuisine, and highly personalized destination experiences. Their ships are intimate with a private club atmosphere. Their cabins are all oceanfront suites. Plus, you have complimentary spirits and fine wines available on board at all
there
times.
You go for that. Okay. Listen, all dining venues are complimentary while allowing you to dine when, where, and with whom you wish. Plus, tipping is neither required nor expected. Visit Seabourn.com today to learn more. You'll find specials or you can book your travel. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay. If you use rideshare companies to get around a city when you travel or perhaps within your own city for work or pleasure, we think you're going to find the next 9 minutes of the show rather interesting as we talk with the CEO of GroundLink, Liz Carisone. Who and what is GroundLink? Well, let's get right to that show hotline for all the answers.
Liz, welcome to our show. Thanks for joining Mary and me for this exclusive Chief Travel Leader interview.
Thank you for having me. It's really good to be here today.
Nice having you here with us. So I'm going to just get right into this. You know, as an entrepreneur who has created several successful companies, you know, I appreciated really learning about the backstory on GroundLink's inception. For our listeners tuned in around the country who don't know much about GroundLink, I'm going to just share that you offer the black car ride share industry's only on-time guarantee with drivers who are regularly screened, properly licensed, and fully insured. So since you're the guest, I won't say any more. You can explain the rest to everybody about who you are and what you offer.
Sure. GroundLink offers an omni-channel platform, meaning that not only do we offer mobile capability as well as online presence, but we also have a 24/7 call center, so you're never very far from a human voice.
Well, that's
additionally,
unique.
Yeah. In addition, in several of our markets, we have gone to what we call a 20/20, so 20 cities, 20-minute service. But in addition, we also offer scheduled service, so you can book, you know, when and where you would like. We have full trackability, so you can download our app, and you would be able to fully track who your driver is, when he starts out on his route, when he's arriving, as well as in our roadmap for 2020, you'll be able to forward that information to your significant other, who will then also be able to track you and to ensure your safety.
Okay, Liz, I see that you provide transportation, if I have this correct, in over 460 cities across North America, Europe, Latin America, you're in Asia, the Middle East, even in parts of Africa. So my question is, can we expect similar, or if not similar, the same level of service from GroundLink, let's say here in New York City, where Robert and I live, or if we use your company anywhere in the world?
Sure. Obviously, in our larger markets, you are going to get quicker service.
Right.
In many of our tertiary markets, such as Africa, you're going to need to book a lot farther in advance. We have an affiliated network that is systematically connected. So 99% of the time, you're going to get a consistent experience, whether you are in Bali or you're in San Francisco. You will have all of the same information and ride trackability as well. Obviously, GPS is not 100% across the world,
right.
So we do have to take that into consideration.
Sure, absolutely. All right, I'm curious to know how you differentiate yourself from the competitors out there, and we all know who those competitors are. So give us a couple of specific examples of how you're different.
Sure. You mentioned it first in that we have a fully vetted fleet of vehicles. But second, you know, as we're rolling into this digital era, traveler security and privacy are huge. We take traveler security and privacy very, very seriously and have a number of features within our app that allow a passenger to see and to feel very secure. It's not just about the driver, but it's also about your personal data and how it's shared. We do not share your personal data. We don't sell it. And so obviously you see in the news these days with GDPR and CCPA coming along its heels, that privacy of data is also extremely important in this industry.
Well, it's very much so, absolutely. I think, for all of us, and we're all concerned about that in the digital world that we live in. And I want to get to that in a second, but first I want to go back and address your fleet, because you do offer a wide range of options to travelers. I see from economy to executive, SUV to van, minibus, frankly, to motor coach. So clearly you're not just serving individual travelers. You're also able to accommodate group travelers or companies, maybe even athletic teams, school events, whatever. So I would the black car, sedan, or SUV service has to be your bread and butter, but how much of your business incorporates these other larger vehicles?
Sure. The one of the features that we've launched this year within our Brio platform, which is our corporate travel platform, is an events feature. And what that allows travel arrangers to do is to book their events. So our events business is about 5% of our overall business to date. So I wouldn't say that our motor coach is our fastest moving class of service.
Well, literally,
however,
literally
it
and
is,
figuratively, right.
Exactly. But it is growing very, very rapidly.
Well, it's good to have that diversity. So let's touch on the technology, because to operate a successful global business today, technology, clearly it's essential. Love to know some of the technologies that you've invested in heavily that you feel benefit both GroundLink and travelers using your service.
Sure. Well, GroundLink, you know, was founded really on technology, and we have continued to innovate. Since our launch of the Brio platform 2 years ago, this year at GBTA, we announced our events portal as well as our analytics dashboard. Previously, in both of these categories, much of an event planner's job was manual, and managing their travelers on the first and the last mile are always the most stressful and difficult for everybody. So what we have been able to do is to incorporate into our tool the ability to manage and share rides, manifests, invoices, all to the web, phone, and the tablet. Passengers are trackable both by the event planner with alerts, as well as the individual passenger themselves will be able to track their driver as well as contact their driver without having to download the app. With the analytics dashboard, you know, this is a category of spend that is not that has really only recently gotten the attention of travel managers. A lot of their deck presentations and their program discussions with their boards have, you know, to do with the much larger categories. When it comes to trying to build out a deck that includes the other categories of spend, very difficult to be able to do in an automated way. So what we've done with our analytics dashboard, it's a really quick way to look at an 18-month trend of your business, how you've spent your money with us, and where and whom in your organization has used the service and how
they've used it. Well, that's clearly very important.
Yeah. So yeah. It certainly sounds like you're investing in technology. So before we finish today, I do want to point out a stat that I'm really impressed with. 54% of your passengers are women. And it sounds like after talking to you that your investment in security might be a big factor for that. As the CEO, and there are not a lot of female CEOs in the travel industry, does that drive you to be more successful in that area?
I think so. It's a very impressive stat. You know, the two things that I'm most proud of is that our staff is 50% female, with about 50% of my executive staff also female. And I think it shows up when we go out and to market our products and to explain how we feel about our customers and their safety and security. And, you know, we just couldn't be happier with the results in that area.
Well, yeah. Liz, I very much appreciate you joining us today. It was nice to meet you. With certainly GroundLink, folks, check it out. Offer a very wide range of transportation options for you on the ground. We look forward to having you back at some point and staying in touch. You have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Liz. You as well.
All right, there goes Liz. Just when you think that you know all the options for you out there for travel,
you learn something Groundlink, new and more about them.
Groundlink.com. Check that out. And let us know if you use the service what you think about it. We certainly like the fact the way they vet and they've got the security component built in very much so. Right now, as we pause for a quick sponsors break, please connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. You can do it on Instagram as well at RM World Travel. And we archive all the hours of our national broadcast right on our website at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back after this bottom of the hour break. Don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back. And you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.